Unit 7. A Christmas Carol. Reading. A Christmas Carol. 1.
In Scrooge's office.
What are you doing there, Bob?
I'm warming my hands, Mr. Scrooge. It's so cold in here.
Am I paying you 15 shillings a week for warming your hands?
I'm freezing, Mr. Scrooge. Frost stands on the windows. My hands are too cold to write. I can't even read my own handwriting.
Too cold to write? Humbug! If you were working harder, you wouldn't be cold. Just put on your overcoat. If I hear another word from you, you will go where it is really cold.
Bob tries to warm his hands over the candle.
Excuse me, Mr. Scrooge, tomorrow it's Christmas.
So what? You'll want all day off tomorrow, I suppose.
If quite convenient, sir.
It's not convenient, and it's not fair. I have to pay you a whole day's wages for no work at all?
It's only Christmas once a year, Mr. Scrooge.
That's a poor excuse for picking a man's pocket every 25th of December. Anyway, I suppose I will have to let you have it, but make sure to be early in the office the day after. Now, who's here? It's my nephew, Fred.
A young man comes in.
A Merry Christmas, Uncle. God save you.
Bah, humbug.
Christmas a humbug, Uncle? You don't mean that, I'm sure.
I do. Merry Christmas. What reason do you have to be merry? You are poor enough.
Well, what reason have you not to be merry? You are rich enough.
Bah, humbug.
Please, Uncle, that's not kind.
Nephew, you celebrate Christmas in your own way, and let me celebrate it in mine.
Celebrate it, yes, but you don't celebrate it.
No, let me leave it alone then. Much good may it do you. But you must admit that it hasn't so far. Look how poor you are.
There are many things that do me good without bringing in profits. Christmas time is a good time. It's the only time of the year when one does not only think about oneself, but when men and women open their hearts freely and think of other people. So, although it has never put a piece of gold or silver in my pocket, I believe that it has done me good and will do me good. I say, God bless it. Come, have dinner with us tomorrow.
Bob applauds.
Stop that foolish clapping. Let me hear another sound from you, and you'll celebrate Christmas by losing your position.
Fred leaves. A gentleman comes in.
Scrooge and Marley's, I believe. Are you Mr. Scrooge or Mr. Marley?
Scrooge is the name. My partner died 7 years ago, this very night.
At this festive season of the year, Mr. Scrooge, when many of us enjoy abundant comfort, we would like to ask you to open your heart to the poor, whose sufferings are great. Many thousands are in want of basic needs. Hundreds of thousands are in want of basic comfort, sir.
Are there no prisons and union workhouses?
There are plenty of prisons, but they cannot provide warmth. We are raising money to buy the poor some meat and drink and means of warmth. Do you wish to make a contribution?
No. I can't afford to make idle people merry. Prisons and places like that cost honest taxpayers like me enough. And those who are badly off must go there.
Many can't go there, and many would rather die.
If they would rather die, they had better do it. Personally, I don't care. It's not my business. My business occupies me constantly. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
They all leave.
Good. They're all gone.
Scrooge falls asleep.
Ho, ho, ho.
What humbug is this? Bob, is that you? Who's there?
Ho, 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 Scrooge, my man. It's just the two of us.
Who are you, and what is your business? And make it short, because it's time to close up.
Your welfare, my dear Scrooge. Don't worry about the time. We have plenty of it.
Ho, ho, ho. Humbug, I don't believe in Santa Claus. Leave me alone.
Alone is what you are and what you have been. Do you remember your dream, Scrooge? Think about your future.
Frightened.
What do you know about my dreams?
Ho, ho, ho. I know all about people's dreams, Scrooge. Come with me and I'll show you.